Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kalula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
How you doing? Here's another episode with the most. We're going to jump right into our interview, another quarantine episode of Wake Up Hollywood. This is your host with the most, and we have a wonderful LA-based artist, Galit. Say hello, Galit.
Hey, everybody.
I've got to ask you straight off the bat, what does your name mean? Do you know what your name means?
Well, yeah, it's in Hebrew, it's wave, and it is just a way to end female names in Israel. So you have Gal Gadot, that would be just wave. And for me, it'd probably be a female wave.
Like ocean wave? Or do you mean like oh, ocean. That's awesome. You know, I've been so addicted to the beach lately that like I'm finding so much spirituality in just the ocean. So I love it. That's awesome.
I'm all about water and ocean. And I've been addicted all my life.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like I used to go to the beach all the time as a kid and up until I was about 13 or 14 and I used to bodyboard all the time. And then I just stopped for a little bit just because of music. And I recently went to Portugal and just got way into it. And now I'm like going 3 or 4 times a week. I'm just going for like 4 or 5 hours at a time. It's been so amazing. So I'm a huge fan of waves. So yeah. Your name is awesome.
thank you so much. I think it's also perfect in terms of like my personality and definitely fits my path right now where I am in my life.
Well, and it's also you're meant to be a musician then because everything in music is all waves anyways, right? So your waves exponentially bound, right?
Exactly.
So tell me, when did you get into music? Like, what was the moment of Zen that made you realize you wanted to be a singer, you wanted to make records, you wanted to make your own music?
Okay. So you're going to tell me how short or long you want me?
Oh, you anyways.
So for me, to be honest, I don't think that it's been a typical journey. I think it took a long time before I found the music. I was in the film industry before that, and I was in production and I've been producing and I've been traveling the world doing that. And at the time I thought that's what I'm going to end up doing for the rest of my life. And I enjoyed it. It was amazing, but something was still missing. And to be honest, I've always written poems, but you know, in the form of a poem, not like a radio song. And I don't know why or what was, you know, the moment that made me think like, oh, wait, you know, I get that format of like a radio song. Maybe I should convert some of my poem to the way, you know, you hear songs on the radio. And I started to do that. And then I got addicted because, you know,
it's once the best.
You do that, exactly. And then I started, that was the beginning of it, really. But at the same time, I was not yet in touch with, I did not see myself as a performer. And I didn't even think I have a good voice.
Wait, how could you not think you were a performer when you're already making movies and TV shows and doing plays and whatnot?
Yeah, that's true. But I was behind the scene. I was in production. I was the producer of the film.
Okay. Wow. I would have thought you were acting in these.
I had a little bit of acting experience.
Okay.
But I was mostly doing, you know, on the other side, I was in production. And so in terms of my voice, I was completely not connected to this. And, you know, you can always go back and blame your parents for not signing you in to the piano classes, or just, you know, not making sure that you're going to find your path whenever, you know, when you were 10 or 5 years old. But I think that, yeah, it was something that I wouldn't, like, if you would tell me a few years back if I'll end up doing music, I would go like, huh, what?
Wow. Like,
this is how disconnected I was from my path, from my destiny. Because
to me, you had to feel music on that level, even at a young age.
100%. That's what I mean. I think that people that have that music is their passion. It's in them. It's not. It's in the rhythm of your body. It's in the way you move. It's in the way you talk. It's like, you know, I see it. It's like I can recognize it in other people also very easily, but I wasn't able to recognize it in myself. And I needed a lot of, you know, reinforcement and a lot of people to tell me, yes, you can do it. And why even you're not considering to do it. So what happened, trying to make a long story short, so many people told me that I should be singing I was basically looking for, after I got my songs, I was like, okay, maybe I should make some demos and I need to get a professional singer to sing my songs.
Wow, so you didn't even want to do your own songs.
I thought I was terrible. And, you know, so after a few people told me you should sing your song, I decided, okay, I can't listen to my mother or my cousin or my friend. I need somebody really professional to tell me, can I do it or not?
Right.
I don't want to risk or blow up. You know, I love my song. I want to make sure that this is going to be the best that it can be. So I went to a vocal coach here in LA. It was so expensive. I was like, listen, I'm coming for half an hour. I'm paying you for half an hour. I don't need vocal, blah, blah, blah. I just need you to tell me, what do you think of my voice? And should I even attempt to sing my voice? So honestly, that was the beginning. That was the first big breakthrough, because you can imagine what he said, right? I mean, right. That's what I hear. He thought I was nuts because, you know, in terms of like the range and blah, 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 stuff that I didn't even know what he's talking about, because I didn't have the craft.
But you have the natural gift. The natural gift is so much of it too, you know?
You know, to me, it's all that, like, for me, that's what it was, because I didn't have the education and I didn't have the craft. I had to rely on my instinct and my intuition. And it's all pure, you know, what I feel. Even like, you know, if we talk about it, the writing process and all of that, it's all intuitive.
Right.
And maybe in a sense, even though I always felt like it was my disadvantage, maybe in a sense it's my gift, because I am free to create whatever I want. I have no limitation or rules or some kind of format of some professors telling me, this is how you do that, this is how you write a song, I had to kind of like study it myself,
right,
and see what works for me and what doesn't work for me. And I'm all about breaking rules anyway. It's almost 5 minutes and I was like, fuck it, it's so good, this is how I want it to be. And we're going
No, you know what, let me tell you something. On my first full-length record, my track one was 9 minutes long. I break rules all the time. I still break rules all the time. So continue breaking rules. Those are the artists that make some noise and make some waves.
Yeah. Woo.
So what was the artist that made you think, I really love this, I really want to do this for the rest of time?
Wow. Honestly, there's so many different influences. Like growing up, I think probably the major one was Tori Amos.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah, I think definitely, I feel like I'm flying when I listen to music. I think like I'm just, it takes me places. And it's not Yoda.
And she's, you know what, what's really crazy is like, she's very emotional when you like hear, I love when a singer is emotional when you're just like delivering the song, but it's also like what you feel from an, like a delivery like that. It always takes me to a place. It's like, sometimes it's like it opens wounds. I feel like good music opens some kind of wound within yourself where you're like, oh my God, I'm hurting, but I love this.
Yeah.
And every time I listen to Tori, it's like that. It's like, I feel this good pain that you just like, you can't get enough of, you know, she's kind of like one of those artists. Great choice. What's another artist that kind of influenced you and made you want to sing?
You know, you might be surprised, but probably Tracy Chapman.
Oh, I love Tracy Chapman. She's the bomb.
I mean, seriously, I mean, her lyrics are until today. I am in a certain way drawn to social justice and social issues, and I have a bunch of songs about it. And I mean, I'm not going to even begin to compare myself to her, but I think, you know, that idea of expressing those like emotions and thoughts and social injustice and all these kind of things through a song, it was like mind blowing to me how she was able to do that. You know, why do the babies starve? You know, don't we have food to feed the world? All these, like, I mean, those lines, I mean, you, once I heard them once, they stayed with me forever.
I watched this this documentary on John Lennon recently, and they asked him about songwriting, and he said, tell the truth and make it rhyme. I'm like, oh, that is awesome. I'm going to savor that and hold on to that. It's like, that's exactly it. It's like, I think artists are like always on the kind of like breaking point of issues, or, you know, they're just trying to find that like landing, you know, for the world to kind of like, you know, get along and get together and kind of expose it also to the social injustices or the wrongdoings of so many cultures, or, you know, maybe it's genders or whatever it is. It's a, you know, it's, there's so much of that around the world. So I feel like this is why I love being an artist. This is why I love interviewing artists and getting to know artists, because it's like artists are the ones that are uniting the world on so many levels, just with the message. So I love that Tracy Chapman was another one. Who's somebody else?
And by the way, about Tracy Chapman, I'm thinking about one line that she said, you know, why can a woman be by herself in her home, you know, like, this is a Me Too. And that was written how many decades ago? That song?
She's amazing. Have you ever seen her live?
I haven't.
Oh man, she is fantastic live. I've seen her, I want to say I've seen her twice. Wow. And she is fantastic. She just delivers. Her voice, her songs, everything is so good. So good. She's one of my favorites.
Right.
Who else?
You know, there's a bunch of, like, I do love those, like, female artists, Dido, and, yeah. I mean, but my range is so, like, I used to listen all my youth to Pink Floyd.
Oh, I love Pink Floyd. Yeah.
Into, you know, I was into even, like, I remember listening to Iron Maiden, you know what I mean?
That's awesome.
The range of what I listen to is pretty wide.
Well, you know what, I think that all great musicians and artists, that's how they listen. You know, they listen to anything that's good. It doesn't matter if it's jazz or heavy metal and everything in between, because I think anything done well can inspire you. So let's talk about your poetry. When did you start writing poetry? Were you a kid, or were you like a young woman in the arts, like just learning the film business? When did you start the bug of writing?
Pretty sure it was very young. I mean, I can't remember what age, but I can't remember a time when I was not writing.
Wow. You know?
And I kind of think in rhymes anyway, so that part is really easy for me.
It's crazy. It's
a very natural thing to me. I literally think in rhymes, and so that was the easy part. And so that's something that I always remember doing, and just like the love of writing, or just like expressing yourself through writing, and especially through a song or something. You know, I wasn't into, you know, so much into, you know, long stories and books and so much, but I love the idea of taking, you know, conveying a message within
a short amount of time. That's actually what I love most about songs. It's like, if you sit down for a movie and you're an hour in and it's not moving you, it's really hard to just like turn back. It's like you'll sit through that 2-hour movie and it just isn't there. But I mean, if you go through a song and it has to pull you in minute by minute, otherwise you will leave. That's what I love about music. It's like you can just exit so quickly, especially with everybody's attention span now. So I feel like, you know, once you're into a song, if somebody can capture you within 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, I mean, you'll have people follow you to the ends of the earth, you know, just because.
That's so true. The power of music and the power of what it can do to you, it's beyond belief. I don't think that there's anything that has that power on the planet
Earth. I totally agree. I think, you know, every art form has its thing, like its strength and power. But there's something about music, it kind of is, this is what drew me to it. It is like, you know, when you listen to music, there's a movie in your mind. You know, when you're like listening to lyrics, it is a conversation. It is poetry. When you're listening to a singer, it is theatrical. It is all those things. It's kind of like all the combinations of all the things I love about art all swirled into one. So I love that you like started to unravel, like, you know, looking at all your poetry, you started looking at all of this work. And then you kind of, how did you start piecing what was going to be for a song, what was going to be left as poetry, or have you just been like looking at all of them like they're all songs?
I think at the beginning it was, the idea was to convert these poems into like a radio format songs. But then once I got it, then it had a life of its own. So many different songs start to come. So it was not any longer about converting those poems. I just let them be what they are. And I started writing new songs. And once I started to do that, it's been a great journey. It's like, I was like, how did I not know that that was what I was supposed to do all my life?
It sometimes takes a while. I mean, I was actually studying music for a long time. And I didn't realize it till I was probably in my 20s that I wanted to be a songwriter. But like, I still find new reasons and kind of new rabbit holes as to what it is in music that I really want. And I always come back to sitting with an instrument and writing a song, or even just singing in the shower, whatever it is. It's just making music on this basic level that is always drawing me in. And I love that, you know, it took you, it may have taken you a while, but you know what? Some people find that in their 70s, in their 80s. So the fact that you found it whenever you did, there's so much time. And there's so, and you know, like the other thing too is like, you're a woman. So it's like, you are now, you have this perspective, like this confidence that you may not have had as a girl, a young girl doing music. So that has so much to do with what you're writing about. The very fact that you're talking about social injustices and not just boy troubles or whatever, it just puts you in a different, you know, stratosphere as to like what you're writing about. So I just love that you're thinking about it and, you know, using your scope of the world and putting it in the music now. You know, it's awesome.
Right. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's, well, thank you. But at the end of the day, it's really about communicating a message. I think music, with all its power, it's also just a vehicle at the end of the day. It's a vehicle to deliver something. And for me, the more I got connected to that part of the music, the more things started to be more authentic, and the more I started to feel things are starting, like, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, you're in your body and you kind of like know something is happening and it's real. It's pretty awesome feeling. But I think once I started to look at what I'm creating that way, rather than just I'm writing a song, I am singing a song, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm delivering a message. I am delivering a part of myself.
Yes.
So if I am not able to be as authentic, I believe it, at least, if I am not able to be as authentic that I can be, then how I'm going to convince you, right, you know, to buy my message. And so my whole journey for me, it's like super spiritual journey to be a journey for
oh,
me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
In terms of like really finding, like just doing this, for example, like, you know, I wouldn't do it. I would find any excuse not to do it. Right. Because it's always those, like, you know, issues with exposure too, right? Like you really, really want it, but you really, really don't at the same time. And kind of like,
I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what
you mean. Until you are able to kind of let it go. And to be honest, you're right. That's, you know, the part of maturity that I don't think I would have in my 20s. So probably even if I had all the talent in the world, I would like somehow subconsciously will screw things up, You know what I mean?
But it's also like you, yeah, I think every artist goes through this. I think every person goes through this. You just have little voices in your head that are like, no, you shouldn't do this. Or, you know what? Maybe it's not, maybe you're not ready for that. You know, it's just a natural thing. Right. And, you know, it's about kind of like, I just think that she's the first woman or one of the first women to climb Yosemite. So she said, you know, I don't believe that you conquer your fears. I believe that you kind of embrace your fear and kind of like live through it. Like you kind of like, it's about what you do while you're kind of experiencing those emotions that you never really conquer it. You just kind of go through it because another fear is going to come around the corner and something else. And I was like, she's so right. Like you could do the same thing 20 times and still have the same fear every time you do it 20 times. You know what I mean? So it's just about like kind of harnessing that. And I love that you said it's such a spiritual thing because music is that for me. It's like a total therapeutic thing. And I love that you found this and now you're expressing and finding this like voice. Tell me about your kind of like narrative or your kind of like perspective as to what you want to say or what you're thinking about. And, you know, when you're making music, like what's the voice or what's the message you want to leave people?
Generally speaking, you know, it's an interesting question because I ask myself that question, what is really my goal here, right? Because at the beginning it was like, oh, I want, my goal is that 3 million people will hear my song, or my goal is 30 million people, or my goal is 300 million people. And then I realized none of it is true. My goal is to inspire people. If yeah. I can inspire people, I think that at the end of the day, and I think that now I understand that music is my vehicle.
Right.
Music is my, the way I'm supposed to do it in this lifetime. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to achieve that. But that's that for me, I think that that's what it is. It's about inspiring people and it's about moving people. It's about like, you know, when I listen to Tori Amos and I feel all these emotions and
right. And the funny thing too, it's like, you know, I want to ask you, like you just have been in the studio recording your own music. The funny thing is it's so easy to compare what you're getting from Tori Amos or Whitney Houston or whoever it is that you're listening to or Tracy Chapman right. and then try to recreate whatever that is. But like you're on a completely different path and it's a completely new, you know, cycle of music. So it's like whatever is happening in that process is going to be beautiful no matter what because yeah. you're creating that like, the best creations are never recreated. You know, they're new. It's like being born. So, you know, I think it's amazing when you're in the studio. Tell me what it was like for you to just walk into a studio and start recording your own music.
At the beginning, it was almost like a shocking experience. And I was super, super lucky to meet this great guy. His name is Rob Waite. And honestly, I met him at ASCAP. It was the first time I was there. And the story is actually funny because I came in and there was a huge line of people trying to just get in into the, you know, get their tags and all. And I was like, oh my God, why there's such a long line? This is like a 2 hours line. We just need our tags. And while I'm complaining, you know, I came to the last person in line and I said, are you last? I said, oh, nice to meet you. I'm going to be right here after you. That was him. So wow. The funny, yeah, this is how, so it was even before it was the first person I met.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
And you know what the funny thing is that the guy that sent me to ASCAP, I didn't know anything about it, right? He goes like, so listen, you should go to this event. It's next week, blah, blah, blah. And he gave me all the information, but I do remember he said to me, don't have any high expectation. Just go. It's the first experience, just kind of like feel the vibe, you know, but I remember he said, don't have high expectations. And it's so funny because the only expectation I had was like, please God, make this process start, you know?
Right.
And
right.
The first minute I get there, I meet my first producer, basically.
That's amazing.
Yes.
No, there are no coincidences. That's what I believe. So it's like, if that happened then, it was supposed to happen like that.
Exactly.
You know?
But I am very thankful for him because I was so insecure. I really didn't know anything about it. Like, he kept telling me, you really don't know you have a great voice? And I was like, no. So he had to tell me that about 15 times a day until, but I think he gave me the opportunity to go for it. And he got so excited about my songs. He was like, amazing. Because I remember I just sent him a bunch of songs, like, I don't know, maybe 10 songs. And he wrote me back, I love this. I love it. Oh, this is great. This could be a country. This can be this. He was so excited. And I was like, really?
You're like, oh, whoa, this is crazy. I love it.
Yes. Yes. But so that was kind of the beginning. And I think in the process, when I started working with other people and yeah, I met a lot of people that gave me a lot of, and once I started to meet also some people in the industry that, you know, like being working with Michael Jackson, blah, blah, blah. And they're complimenting me about either my songs or my writing that I'm like, okay, I think
I got something.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel a lot more confident about my abilities right now. Let's put it this way.
Awesome. Well, let's play something. What do you want to play first?
I'm sorry?
What do you want to play first? Let's play a song.
Either way, you choose.
You choose. You're the artist. I want you to be the one that gives us the voice. Okay,
so maybe we should start with My Time Due because it's about the writing process.
All right, Renan. Let's play My Time Due.
No one lived like a rat in a gutter, observing life from a slat in a shutter. Don't judge me now for having dreams. I'm hypersensitive. Bumpy road, I wonder where it'll take me. Easy rides never meant for me, baby. I'll come along, but don't mess with my independency. Is it on my head? What am I? Side of my head is my time. Crescent moon, reveal your face. Are you gloomy? Is there a plan for me? I wish someone would tell me. Or is it me that holds me back? Oh, cheap psychology. Genie in a bottle, I'm still waiting. We're almost at the end, so why are you debating? Am I not worth? Thank you.
was awesome. Very nice. You got a great voice. What are you talking about? When did that? I don't even know how you took so long to even know that you had a voice. That's crazy.
And I sing all the time. I mean, I literally, like, on paying in Trader Joe's in line, I find myself, like, singing, and I don't pay attention, and, like, you know, a lady will come, oh, you have a beautiful voice. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Like, I'm sorry. I was just humming. I thought I was humming. That's how it works, though. It's like, you know, I always tell people, music never leaves you. You leave music. So it's like, if you weren't kind of like paying attention to that's what it was, it's going to get you at the right time. It never leaves. It's always there. So I love that you kind of, you wrote about it. You basically wrote about this being your time. You know, it's like really beautiful words, beautiful melody, and different. That's what I like about it. It's totally different. I hear a lot of Celine Dion, too, influence.
Really, I get that a lot. I called one time a vocal coach, and she told me, that's an incredible compliment, but, you know, just the fact that...
She's a great singer, great singer. She's a great singer, and you have the same kind of vibrato. It's awesome, really cool. And you know what I love? Like, she makes big, like, anthemic ballads. Like, that's like that kind of song, you know? It's got that vibe.
We have another one coming up
soon. All right, I'm ready. So tell me, like, you know, when it comes to writing, like, are you writing the melody? Are you writing the words? Like, I know you started with writing poetry, but let's say you were writing something completely new and you didn't have an old poem for it. Would you write the words first? Would you start singing a melody and then start writing words? What's your process like?
So I think that for some time I was absolutely sure that my strength is the lyrics, maybe because I was writing, you know, all these poems, and they had no melodies other than rhymes and stuff like that. But I'm actually learning, definitely in the past years, that it's actually the melody that is, that's the first thing that I hear, like, you know, and I often say it is true. I don't really write songs, I get songs. I don't know, I'll be washing dishes or in a bath or whatever it is, and I'll hear a melody. And that's usually the first thing that happens in 95% of my writing, to be honest. And it's usually the chorus that I hear. It's usually the melody of the hook. And then, you know, the key for me was to learn to develop it. Often it comes with words, not all the time, but or with kind of an idea, and I try to keep it the way it came, you know what I mean, like the way I heard it originally in my head.
And you recorded on your phone, or like, how do you remember?
Oh my god, if I don't have my phone with me, I'm like, you should see me if I do get one of those moments, you know, and I don't have my phone, I freak, where's my phone, I gotta have it right now. I'm like, I'm crazy, because I know it can go away like that. And but my phone is basically,
it's everything.
Everything inside. And every time I get like a new melody, and it's often, it's a few times a day, then I just record it. I don't even think about it as a song, but then I think about, okay, what are the very strong ones, the strong melodies? And often I know, you know, sometimes you kind of like, a melody comes and you go like, oh my God, that could be a great song. And you immediately go in and start writing. But sometimes I just like, I look at what I have and I say, okay, what's a great song here? Like, you know what I mean? What's a great hook? And what do I want to develop into a full song? And then from the melody, really, you create. So it's first the melody of the chorus,
and from expanding. And do you write like words to the chorus first, or do you kind of just like piece it all together as you're getting different melodies?
You know, I think that I honestly don't, maybe it sounds a cliche, but I swear that's how I feel for me. I let the song tell me what it wants to be. I don't know. I just, it's not necessarily always the same. The only thing that is really the same is that often, very, very often, I just hear the melody just come. Sometimes I don't even notice until I go, oh, wow, the melody I've been singing in my head in the past 5-10 minutes is beautiful. I should record it. You know,
that's crazy. I like try to record it as soon as possible. I'll try to record it, and then I'll see if I can beat it somehow. And if I can't beat it, like, that it stays as my chorus. But sometimes what I'll do is I'll write a chorus, and then I'll say, all right, I'm going to make that my verse and try and beat it with something even better. But 9 times out of 10, that initial chorus is going to be more solid. You know, it's if you're really like thinking about melody, then it's going to be singing in your head for a reason, you know? So I love that you kind of piece it together in the same way, because I love the mystery of songwriting, because it's like no one can explain how somebody just comes up with a melody. It's like, you know, it's such a weird thing. It's like an idea, but it's a melodic idea that just literally comes out of nowhere, you know? So it's just it's a strange phenomenon to me. That's what makes me love it.
Yeah, it does feel like they come from somewhere. And I feel also like what's happening right now with the new album, it does feel that, you know, throughout the past few years I've been writing, right? But everything I'm creating right now for the new album did feel, because it came all in a period of time of like 2 or 3 weeks from the end of July until the beginning of August. And I wrote about 25 songs. Like literally, and they all like they attacked me. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
I remember writing a post in Facebook. I was like, I don't know. I don't eat. I don't sleep. I was possessed by my songs, you know. And it did feel in that case like they all came from the same source of inspiration. Whoever gave me those songs, like they came together. Do you know what I mean?
And I love that feeling when it's like it's kind of like pouring out of you. It's like okay, I never want that feeling to stop. It's like, yeah, it's like, please, it just makes you want to just keep writing the more you write, you know. So I love that you're kind of experiencing that, especially, you know, like now that you know that this is what you want to do, there's like a focused energy about it. So, you know, I love that it's like you're thinking about it all the time, and it's kind of like knocking on you. It's tapping you on your shoulder all the time saying, hey, don't forget about this. Let's make something out of this. So that's the beauty of songwriting. What do you want to play second? Let's play something else.
Let's do Raisin Heart.
Raisin Heart?
Raisin Heart.
Here it is. Raisin Heart.
Unfiltered and all exposed, there's nothing more to disclose. You stripped me down to the core, but got you, babe, to see no more. Now one thought I didn't share, now one emotion spared. And you said right from the start, show me every part. Promise I will never have not one regret, but I can't help not feeling you're my worst mistake. I'm naked, so why can't you see me at all? At all? There's nothing I'm faking, I'm cold and I'm shaking, but you got a brazen heart. What made you cold and detached? Have I been sharing too much? You strip me of my skin, possessed by you, I'll let you in. Is that a thing that you do? Get a girl somewhere to you, just so you break her heart and watch her fall apart. I'm naked, so why can't you see me at all?
Yeah, that was awesome. Totally Annie Lennox meets Lana Del Rey. I love it. Very cool.
That was so amazing. Thank you so much.
That's my favorite so far. That's going to be hard to beat. That was a good tune. Great hooks, great production, great vocal, great words. Awesome. I loved it.
And one more thing, it's not even mastered properly.
Wow, that's crazy. That's just a mix.
Yes, that's the mix.
That's good. Sounds great.
The first mix.
That's the first mix. Are you redoing the mix?
I'm sorry?
Are you redoing it or is that it? That's the one.
We have a little bit, some stuff to do on it and some stuff to add vocally in the bridge, but minor things. So that's why I felt like it's good enough to present.
I love it. Sounds great. And, you fooled me.
Thank you. It's an example for a chorus that just came, like literally just came. This chorus, how could you even say I wrote it? It's just, I heard in my head, like, I'm naked. And, the whole chorus just came. And clearly I was like, okay, how could we make it more, I don't want to declare to the world I'm naked. So then, like, if you listen to the words of the verse, it's really a metaphor of really exposing yourself completely and sharing yourself, your thoughts. Emotions and not being met with the same warmth.
Well, that's what I loved about the message. It's like it's very timely for artists, especially right now, because I know artists are creating and they probably feel like so distant from being able to be heard in so many ways, because it's like there's so much out there, and there's also a very limited amount of how people get access to that. You know what I mean? So I love it. Very, very cool message. Tell me when you started writing that song.
That was one of the songs in that period of time that I was a new moon, July 20th. By the first few days of August, I was done with like 25 songs. That was one of them.
That's crazy. You know, there's something like very, inspiring about being in that kind of wave of inspiration, because you're just like churning them out. I've been in those moments where it's like you can't stop. It's just like it's relentless, and it's just like it keeps going and going and going. And there's something about you can't even stop to question what it is that you're churning out, because the moment you do, it's gone. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I was about to say. You are absolutely right. Maybe that was the greatest gift, because for me, part of the challenge is to learn to shut my brain off, because I overthink for sure. And you are absolutely right. I am not kidding. I was like, I couldn't even sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. I was so into it. We all get those waves, right, of inspiration, but that was a really extraordinary one.
And it's like I find those like they're like endless. Like in those moments, it's infinite. It's like you are in the infinite realm. It's like it is never ending. But once it's over, you realize you're out of it. You it's like you pop out of that, like, you know, that realm, you know. So I love like hearing artists getting caught in that, because there is definitely a vibe that you capture when you write something in that process. So you could tell that like that song was just very elevated. It, the whole thing ascended. It was beautiful. I loved it. Really great. Really great. Let's play something else. What are we going to play next?
I wasn't sure, and you gave me about 2 seconds to do that. So I just sent, I sent one that I felt was right for what is happening in the world right now, to be honest. And I wrote a few songs about that. That actually I wrote in 2019, and recently it's called Human. And so, right, that's pre-corona, pre-fiction, any of it, right? And to think that I already thought back then that the world was crazy. 2019.
Now, it's really crazy.
Exactly. So then I wrote a song called Crazy. I really did, about what is happening right now. And that really was referring to the COVID and everything that is happening right now. But Human was just, there were so many events in the world that were happening that were like mind blowing. I remember, stuff that moved me. I remember the situation in Syria and kids are dying and bombing and all the hate and the hunger and you know, the Me Too movement, right? And sexual abuse. There were so many issues. No wonder why we got the COVID, right? Because I think we got into a point where we crossed the line as humans, I think.
Right.
So that was already back then in 2019, and I released that song called Human.
All right, let's listen to it. Here goes.
Shall life be wrapped in love so I know what I'm living for? The darkness overwhelming, I don't know where I belong. But I'm gone, and then I can let it go. If you are hurting, so am I. We need each other.
Nice. What a great message to tie it all together. Tell me what you were thinking, you know, kind of writing this and creating it and really singing it. Like, you must have tapped into something really great when you were singing it.
Yeah. While we get sucked to all these events that are happening around us, right? And we're affected very strongly by them. So it was exactly that. It was so many events that happened in like 1 week that you go like, what the heck is wrong with people? What the hell is wrong with the world? What the hell is wrong with human? This is insane. And that's how the song was born. And I just felt an urge to do that and to send that message out. You know, I know that it's a little, you know, it's a little dramatic and
maybe. No, but I mean, that's what artists love. We are drama queens in so many ways. Like, you know, we just get captivated by whatever that is. So yeah, that's what makes it great. That's what makes it real, is when you can make it, you know, accented with that emotion, you know? And I love the question you asked. You're like, we're human. Where is our humanity? Yeah, so simple, but yet so potent. It's a slap to the face. Where can people find your music if they want to buy your records and see you play live whenever that is available to everybody?
Well, thank you for that. My website, definitely galitmusic.com. And I am actually working right now with my wonderful, wonderful producer, Adam Perry. He's just amazing. I can't say enough. He's just so passionate and a true artist. And we're working right now on a new album.
Awesome.
Yes. And I'm so excited because all these songs are going to be exactly what I was describing before. The you know, part of those 25 songs, we haven't decided exactly, you know, we know those that are for sure, but we're going to have about maybe 11 songs in this album. And I'm just, and anybody that wants to learn more or want to be a part of this album, because we are literally creating it. And I did create a campaign to help me raise money for the album. So they're welcome to contact me through Facebook, Galit McCord, McCord, and I'll give them the link and more information.
Awesome. Galit, you've been an amazing artist. We want to hear more music from you. Don't ever stop. I'm giving you the pass of approval. Like, never ask for that from anybody else, because you are great. You sound great. You're writing really potent stuff. It's awesome. It's awesome. You're awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We'll have you again. About 9 or 10 months, I'll be roping you back in here, okay?
You're awesome.
So let me know when the new record's out. Thank you for being a wonderful guest. And keep the music alive. You're doing great. It's awesome. Very inspiring. I love your story. It's great.
Thank you.
Have a good night, okay?
Love.
Be good. Love. Love and light.